This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 386 for Tuesday, May 10th. ICE Canada futures are mixed on Tuesday, with a loss in old crop July and gains in the new crop position. In accounting for well over half of today's volume, the July canola contract falls $21.40 at $1,135.50 per ton. Meanwhile, new crop November rises $2.90 at $1,076.60 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with those in European rapeseed, are supportive of canola. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy meal are tempering further increases. A trader believes there's a good amount of spreading going on by either the crushers or the specs. One or the other is selling canola and buying Chicago soy oil. Spring planting remains at a standstill throughout much of the eastern prairies, following more rain. However, the trader believes the delay is not a big concern at this time, given that it's still early. More rain is in the forecast this week for most of the prairies. Tight old crop supplies continue to underpin canola, and there are hopes for at least an average crop this year. The Canadian dollar is lower as the loonie falls to 76.85 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.14. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report late yesterday afternoon. Soybeans planted gained 8 points at 12% complete, but that's half of the 5-year average. Corn is up 8 points as well, at 22% finished, a far cry from the 5-year average of 50%. The progress in seeding of spring wheat is also up 8 points, at 27% done. However, there's a tremendous disparity between the small progress in North Dakota and Minnesota compared to the progress in Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, and Washington. U.S. winter wheat is up 2 points, at 29% good to excellent. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The July contract is up 7 cents at $15.92 per bushel. July soy oil jumps 1.3 cents at 81.04 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal steps back $1.30 at 401.5 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday as the July contract gains 3 cents at $7.75 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as the July contract drops 16 cents at $5.99. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher as Chicago July is unchanged at $10.93. Kansas City July rises 11 cents at $11.75. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gains 5.5 cents at $12.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 10th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.